Well, let me tell you the story of a man named Charlie on that tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA, yeah.
But he ever returned? No, he never returned. And his way is still unlearned.
Petty jealousy.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Charlie handed in his dime at the 2nd Street station, and he knew he had to change his mind. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train.
But he ever returned? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Mumble, mumble.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns.
Cut it out, buddy. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury?
But he ever returned? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned.
Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through.
But he ever returned? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unclear.
Oh, goody two-shoes.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
Oh, thank you. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay?
Damn right, Yank.
Buy at the fair right, and please vote for whoever the hell's running. Get poor Charlie off the MTA.
Or else he'll never return. No, he'll never return. And his fate will be unlearned.
Hi-yo, Silver.
He may ride forever in the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns.
Hey to Charlie.
Chili Wings.
Thank you very kindly. Up in San Francisco about a month ago, we were out one night researching. With our tape recorder and our automatic copywriting machine that fits right in your navel. Clever. Or you're a soldier, depending on who you're dating. Stumbled into the local coffee house. Well, I didn't stumble in fact, I would have made it in all right if Nick hadn't stepped on my hand. We were shown to a table by the local troll who was working there, carrying around a goatskin bag.
Billy Goat Brook.
That's for those of you who saw the Virgin Spring. Or for those who even saw her stand up. I don't care. There was a group on stage we thought were pretty unusual. They had 4 clavichords, an African thumb piano with real African thumbs. It made it that much more bizarre.
Benjamin is squeezed.
We're so taken by the next song, we ask they play it again. Louder? Listen louder. That cry came all the way from Burbank, which was a little unusual. We ask they play it again because we didn't get a good tape the first time they did it. We didn't want to steal it outright, so we traded it for 2 songs they didn't have. John Henry and the Blue Tail Fly.
Yeah.
Spanish version, naturally. And so
I've never been so humiliated.
In your maiden form. So the song is Chili Winds. And if any of you know the words and would like to sing along, we want you to cool it.
Yes.
If you want to. We have enough trouble as it is.
Jeez. Right in.